Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to steal a topic from intern Dom at some point today, Doran. He asked a wonderful question on the early morning show. Would you rather, was it Drew Aller or Arch Manning?
Arch Manning.
Would you rather the Steelers get Arch Manning or the Penguins get Gavin McKenna? It could only be one.
You're going to ask it later or you'll answer now?
Well, you're in love with Drew Aller. Oh, it's Arch Manning.
Arch Manning.
I've screwed up thrice already, and we've been on the air in the show proper for 30 seconds. Yeah, answer now. Don't! We'll do it later. Jeff Passan, ESPN Baseball Insider, the Adam Schefter of baseball. Dom informs me is a Syracuse grad, so we won't hold that against him. He joined Jason Mackey last night. And Jason asked him, what is the perception of Pirates ownership league-wide?
I think he's seen as somebody who has a passionate fan base, who has arguably the most beautiful stadium in Major League Baseball, and completely wastes it. Pirates fans want to go to that ballpark, want to cheer as loud as they possibly can, want to support this team, but quite often ownership doesn't give them reason to.
Yeah, ain't that right? And that's how it's viewed nationally. And I don't think even nationally they know exactly what's going on here. Because one of the things that I'm now holding against the front office with the Pittsburgh Pirates is the fact that Ben Cherington is still the general manager. And when Derek Shelton got fired, the reason was urgency. Well, here we are jettisoning towards a trade deadline, jettisoning towards a Major League Baseball draft for a team that doesn't have anything from a hitting standpoint coming up through the minors, anything that's relatively close. And the guy that got them into this mess, it's like the meme. We're all looking for the guy who did this. He's still allowed to be steering the ship here. And we could talk about finances. We could talk about drafting and developing. We can talk about all that. But the idea that this guy, Ben Cherington, is allowed to continue to build this team when you're only going to have 3 years left of Paul Skenes after this year is just mind-boggling to me. And I can't think of one good reason why he's allowed to be the guy. And you go back and you read the press release from when Derek Shelton got fired, Ben Cherington took full responsibility for that. And they allowed Ben Cherington to take full responsibility for that, which now upon further review makes me think that he's in good standing with the organization. My hope here, though, Doran, and this is the topic I really want to get into, and you can take it wherever you want to go, is because of all the things that have happened this year on and off the field for the Pirates, could this please be the offseason where they're embarrassed enough to actually do the right thing? Like, sometimes it takes embarrassing to change your ways. Sometimes you drink too many beers and you pee in a closet and you say, you know what, I'm not going to drink as many beers anymore. It's embarrassing. Perhaps the national embarrassment that this season has become can push the Pirates in a positive direction. I don't know.
I think it might be simple for the reason why Ben Cherington's still here. It's like, you know, you go into the offseason and if you're Bob Nutting, you're like, all right, I'm going to give you one more chance at this. And obviously Derek Shelton, I'm going to give you week by week basis. I don't know if he probably said that to him, but that's probably the mindset. And it was a week by week basis with Derek Shelton because you feel comfortable that if you fired Derek Shelton, whenever you did, that you have somebody that could step in place and take this team throughout the rest of the season. You felt comfortable with Donnie Kelly being the interim, quote unquote, interim manager
right,
for the rest of the season. Who would be the interim GM if you fire him? I feel like it's almost simple that, all right, like if we fire Cherington, whenever we fire Shelton, or if we, you know, fire Cherington, you know, a month or two after we fire Shelton, who's going to run things? Because usually whenever you fire GM, the regime is fired.
Right.
You know, usually everybody kind of goes.
Right.
And then a new regime comes in. Like, who's going to handle the trade deadline? Who's going to handle the draft? Who's going to handle, prospects up and down? Like, that is, it's a little bit deeper, I think, than, you know, just firing a manager. I think you kind of need somebody to run the ship or to guide the ship, at least through the rest of the season. And then you could kind of, at the end of the season, whenever things open up, teams are done playing, all right, this is the person we want to bring in, and then Ben Cherington, you're out.
Yeah.
I think it might be that simple.
Yeah, because you're right.
You need somebody to do it.
It's deep. It's deep. Whereas a manager at surface level, it's like getting a mole cut off. Whereas a general manager, it goes below the surface.
But do, like, even in other sports, like even in the NFL or even in the NHL, and I could be wrong, like, do you ever hear of a general manager getting fired during the season? You hear of coaches.
You'll see it sometimes in the NFL. There's not there's not much to do, right?
Right.
After, like, the deadline's not as big of a thing.
It's right.
And you'll have the draft, but not for a very long time. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the draft is midseason. So it makes it hard to do that. That's all true.
Now, Rutherford was fired during the season.
He left.
Yeah. He left during the season, and that the assistant GM, I forget his name,
mm-hmm.
he took over. But you don't see that as much. You do see coaches, though, because somebody else could step in, and then it's like, all right, here's your opportunity to showcase what you got, and maybe we'll keep you, maybe we won't. But at the end of the season, we'll move in a different direction, and we have a plan. But the GM, there's so many other things that you have to deal with that if you fire a GM during a season, it makes everything hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not like a sports guy, a sports owner. Like if Michael Jordan was still, I don't know if he still owns a Charlotte or whatever, but if he fired his GM, like he'd be like, all right, I'm going to step in and take care.
Mario, exactly.
Right.
Like, I know what I'm doing here.
I went off on a little tangent there, but it just like, maybe it's just that simple of like, all right.
Maybe it's not that deep. Well, maybe you've given me a little hope here that it's not just ignorance and it's more practical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we really can't do anything about this. He needs to go, though, and I feel like this dead horse gets beat routinely on this show and others on the station, but that honeymoon phase with Don Kelly has come and gone for me, and this isn't to say that I dislike Don Kelly, don't think he's doing a nice job, but here's the cruel reality. If you extrapolate what Don Kelly's Pirates have done thus far out over the course of a 162-game season, he's on a 74-win pace. 2 years ago, the Bucks win 76 games. Last year, the Bucks win 76 games. If Don Kelly had been the manager from day one and he kept up this pace, they'd win 74 games. What does that tell you? It tells you the roster is incredibly flawed.
Right.
And so Ben Cherington needs to go. But before that happens, if it happens, you're going to have an incredibly important trade deadline here. This is a massive trade deadline. Because you need to build around Paul Skeens. This deadline should not be about selling for the Pirates. You've got to sell off certain things, but it should be about baseball trades. It should be about buying and selling all at the same time, bringing in pieces that can help you win with Paul Skeens, because every opportunity you have to make good on, and they haven't until this point. And some would argue, and I would argue, that they haven't even tried. This is a bite of the apple coming up here. The draft is massive. Can you get a college hitter who could be here at some point over Paul Skeens' tenure with the Pirates? At the deadline, if you're going to flip Mitch Keller, can you get pieces in return for him? Or Bailey Falter, Andrew Heaney, David Bednar, Dennis Santana. The list goes on that can help win quickly. Because if Ben Cherington screws this up, the next GM, or hey, if it's him this offseason, he's going to be in an even deeper hole. It's a really weird place to be, man. 412-928-9370. I've been hoping for a long time that with the shift in the national media in the way that they've discussed Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, that Art would be embarrassed to the point of instituting real change, and it hasn't happened. I'm hoping that this first half of the Pirates season has been so embarrassing that we see the way that they operate change a little bit this offseason. I'm not, I guess, necessarily optimistic about it, but if it's not going to change now, if this isn't going to be an all-in, quote-unquote, offseason, there's never going to be one here, man. And I'm just hoping that when you hear what Jeff Passan said last night with Jason Mackey, I'm hoping enough people talk about it and write about it this offseason and over the course of the season that, all right, we finally got to do something different. And do it like the Marlins, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
We've seen the Marlins. We're going to do that. We're going to spend a lot of money right now, and we're going to go for it, and we're going to see if we can win, and then we're going to tear it down to the studs of the studs. Can you at least do that? Can you spend some money this offseason? And then, yeah, when Skeens leaves, if you want to have the payroll at $12, have the payroll at $12, but make good on the now. Can the embarrassment of this first half of the season push them to do that? 412-928-9370.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.